This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks Totally Free Checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Today, we welcome Mountain Climber Transit Director Elizabeth Wood.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, fellas.
Good to have you with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me in this morning.
So, what's this rumor I hear about Fixed City Routes coming back?
Oh, it's just a rumor. It's just a rumor. It is just a rumor.
Is it really? Seriously?
It's just, it's not going to happen.
I mean, why would it happen?
No.
I mean,
yeah, it's not going to happen. It is a big frequently asked question, though.
Really?
It is.
People that want to wait at the bus stop, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you know, it worked great for those folks that lived along the route.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is a question we get frequently. When are you going to bring back those fixed routes? But I pretty much the answer is not anytime soon.
Yeah, why do you need a fixed route if you have the app? They come to you anyway.
That's right. You know, when we put our services in place, we really are really looking to see how many people we can serve. We want to serve the most people that we can with the resources we have, which our resources are limited. So, yeah, we have found that we are servicing a lot more people with this app, with this microtransit on-demand service is what we have right now. So we've had that for several years now, and it's working great. We're getting a lot more people where they need to go, and that's what we want to do.
Okay, now if you're an old curmudgeon, which could happen, and you have a rotary phone at home, you can still call and order a ride, and they program it into the VIA app, and you get service, right?
Absolutely. So that's another question we get when folks are thinking about if they want to maybe use Mountain Climber to get where they need to go. Sometimes it's kids that are calling for their parents that don't drive anymore, and they're like, oh, I don't think they're going to be able to handle that app, that curmudgeon you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. We have dispatchers in the office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and they are there solely to answer those phones and help you schedule those rides. So
okay.
For folks that maybe don't have those
technically challenged,
yeah, there you go.
Or,
yeah, maybe they don't have quite the confidence in that they can or want to do that. Our dispatchers are happy to help you book your rides.
Cool.
Or you may have the app and maybe you just want to use it as your personal assistant. Some folks will download the app. And it's like their personal assistant. They can see when they book rides, when rides are booked, and, oh, I have an appointment coming up to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
But they still use our dispatchers to book their rides.
Okay. But the dispatchers could help them gain confidence in how to use it, could walk them through it, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
They do that very frequently.
Okay.
So we can work you through that, answer your questions. And I've mentioned it before, but probably about 55% of our rides are booked through the app. So there's 45% that are calling our dispatchers, but 55% are using the app, and it helps our dispatchers out, gives them a little more time to answer other phone calls, and the folks that are using it love it.
So we've got a dollar a ride. How do we deal with that?
Yeah, so there's another question we get asked. How do we pay for our rides? You might remember back in August when we put our fares back in place that we went to a cashless system, which this isn't a new idea. This is kind of pretty common. You go out of Kalispell and you use transportation elsewhere, and they've got all kinds of little fancy cards that you're using all over the place. Cashless is kind of the way things are going. One reason is it's just safer for our drivers. When we don't have that cash on board, it's just making it safer for our drivers to drive around all day.
And they don't have to account for it either.
No. And that takes a lot of time. Yeah. So how you would pay for that, most folks just put a debit card or credit card on. You can load that on through the app, or you can call our dispatchers. They connect you to a third party where we aren't getting your information.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out of that equation.
Yeah.
But we also understand that for some folks, that's not an option. Like I always use my mom as an example. She doesn't like to put her debit card out there on anything. She's getting better. So you can also use prepaid debit card or prepaid Visa cards, you know, the kind you just get at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You can get them at pretty much any grocery store in town, even Home Depot and Lowe's.
Okay.
So those you can use. And then there's also another option. There's a lot of agencies across the valley that maybe have some of their clients or folks they deal with on a daily basis that purchase ride vouchers from us. And those are codes, promo codes, and then they just give them out, either gift them out or maybe collect a dollar from their clients, and they can use those as well.
Okay. Now,
so you've got a voucher, so you just simply, when you call in, you can give them that voucher number, and you're good to go.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. So.
Now, I was thinking for, how does it work exactly? You said you have an outside provider, so it's all secure.
Yeah.
You give them your credit card or debit card number, and then each time you take a ride, it just automatically debits it? Or do you put a balance on your Via app or
something?
That
is a great question.
Yeah.
So you actually have an option for either one. So if you would prefer for it to just charge $1 at a time, you can do that.
Okay.
We do encourage folks to buy an increment of, say, 10 rides, then they get 11 rides. Or if they purchase 25, they get 30 rides. So we do encourage folks to do like a bulk purchase because they're getting a little more bang for their buck, and then it's not just running their card every single time they hop on the bus.
All right. Good idea.
So what about getting from city to city?
That's another, you guys have all the good questions today.
I know.
So that is a huge question we get all the time. I always joke and say it's our third most popular question that we have to say no to right now. The first one is, do you go to the airport? Nope. Do you go to Glacier Park? Nope. No. And then the third one is, can you get me from, say, Columbia Falls into Kalispell for a medical appointment? Or I have shopping I have to do, or I go to the college. We get that question all the time. And currently we do have a couple little options. You know, we have a bus that heads over to Whitefish in the morning and one that heads over to Columbia Falls in the morning, and then they come back in the evening. So that's one option for each town. Doesn't really work to get to Kalispell, though. And there's a lot of folks that want to get into Kalispell for medical or work or school.
So can you take a bus from Kalispell to Columbia Falls?
You can. You can catch that bus at Smith's in the morning around 8:10, and we'll get you over to Columbia Falls. And then we'll tootle you back over here around 3:30. And for Whitefish, currently you can catch it over at the old Gateway West Mall by the food bank. We'll pick you up around 9. At 9, don't be late. And then we'll bring you back at 4:00. But, you know, we're really wanting to get feedback from the community. We're getting so many folks interested in this possibility, this commuter we've talked about before. But we really want that feedback from the community. Like I said before, we really want to be intentional with the services we're putting in place. We want to make sure that we're using our resources the best we can to serve as many people as we can.
Okay, now, you mentioned a medical appointment as an example. Logan Health has satellite offices in Columbia Falls as well as here in Kalispell, and the physicians go back and forth on different days of the week. So that's something people should talk to their doctors about. It, can I see you in Columbia Falls? You know, that way they can use their local Columbia Falls.
Absolutely. We transport folks a lot to the Logan Health offices in Whitefish, Columbia Falls, and then, of course, Kalispell. We transport a lot of folks to Logan Health offices. Yeah. They're a big company.
Well, let's talk about some of the people who ride Mountain Climber Transit. We'll do that with Elizabeth Wood right after this.
How's your day going? All right? Well, it's about to get even better. This is Jolene for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. I have news that will help your life run smoother, more efficiently, and maybe just a little more fun. Glacier Bank's brand new online banking platform has launched. That's right, your better banking experience is here. Go online or download our new Glacier Bank app in the App Store or Google Play Store. This platform is a pleasure to navigate, and it securely takes care of your banking needs quickly so you can get back to your day or night. Experience streamlined 24/7 access from your computer, tablet, and smartphone. We know you are going to like it.
Glacier Banks Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
The subject today is mountain climber transit, and we're asking the right person the questions because she's the director of Mountain Climber Transit, Elizabeth Wood. So I know we started out with mountain climber. Actually, wasn't even mountain climber back then, but it was kind of, they called it Dial-A-Ride.
Yes, Dial-A-Ride. That was when we were Eagle Transit, and we've done this rebranding several years back. Yeah, to mountain climber.
Yeah. So you know, are we still doing it that way? Are we still taking care of folks who simply do not have the ability to get where they need to go?
We absolutely are. You know, when I mentioned being intentional with our services, we absolutely want to make sure that we're servicing everyone as best as we can. So we track this. We track, for instance, I can tell you that we're servicing about 30 to 35%. It kind of fluctuates each month, but it's closer to 35% every month are seniors. And then another 25% are folks with disabilities. And then on average, about 45% are general riders, general public. So we're really pleased with that number. That number shows us that we really are servicing everyone out there. We're getting our rides for our seniors, those folks that are stuck at home, can't drive anymore. We provide a lot of rides for them and get them out of their house, which is amazing.
You know, you think about disabilities, and I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people who simply need to be mainstreamed. Otherwise, they're going to sit in their home, and they're just, that's going to be it. So getting them out is important. But there are folks who may have a temporary injury.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think much about all this stuff until Judy had that accident and broke her part of her leg.
Yeah.
And she's in a wheelchair.
That's true.
And so we're traveling to Seattle. And here's the bus that kneels in the front. It just it lowers itself down so you can push the wheelchair right up in it. And then little things like the sidewalk, you know, the ADA sidewalk ramps. And so are your buses all set up for that?
They are, all but one. We have one van. We call it the useless van. We use that in extreme emergencies when we've got buses that are down for repairs. But the rest of them, they are all equipped, ADA equipped, and we can get anyone with a wheelchair, a walker, or if you just have difficulties handling stairs, we will get out there and we'll get that lift for any rider that needs that.
It's just, you know, you realize that when you have an accident like that, like she did, she couldn't drive.
Yeah, it's true. We get that from time to time. Thankfully, it's not terribly often, you know,
but
we don't get that call every day.
But it was only about 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't like a permanent disability.
Yes. It's very helpful because you get those folks that they work, they have that job they have to get to every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a bum leg, bum foot, and they cannot drive.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're able to help them out with that.
Right. How many rides you figure you're doing these days?
You know, we're down slightly. You know, when you crank the numbers, since we've reintroduced our fares, I anticipated we'd have a drop in our ridership, and we were looking for that because we were maxed capacity prior to putting our fare in place. Mm-hmm. We were starting to see those trip denials creeping up on us, that percentage, and we don't want that. So by putting that fare in place, it's definitely helped us create about 11% more availability, which is good. So we're still providing almost 5,000 rides every month. So when you ask folks, it's fun when I'm out on the street or I'm visiting with someone, I'll say, how many rides do you think we do? The numbers are really low. Or when we say, how many rides do you think we did last year? They'll say maybe 10,000, 5,000. No, we provided 76,000 rides last year.
Wow.
So a lot.
Yeah, that's, and we see the buses, and I think the thing I'm noticing is the buses now seem to be a lot fuller than they have been.
Yeah, it depends on the time of day. One thing with the system is it's got an algorithm. So it basically you may find a bus that has one person or two people on it. You may find a bus that has eight people on it. It might do a pickup and a drop off, go pick another person up, drop them off, pick up two people, drop them off. So yeah, it just depends. Sometimes there's two, sometimes there's eight.
Gosh. Well, you've spoken about your drivers before. We'll talk a bit more about that after this.
How's your day going? All right? Well, it's about to get even better. This is Jolene for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. I have news that will help your life run smoother, more efficiently, and maybe just a little more fun. Glacier Bank's brand new online banking platform has launched. That's right, your better banking experience is here. Go online or download our new Glacier Bank app in the App Store or Google Play Store. This platform is a pleasure to navigate, and it securely takes care of your banking needs quickly so you can get back to your day or night. Experience streamlined 24/7 access from your computer, tablet, and smartphone. We know you are going to like it.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Oh,
it's
you.
Me. I'm sorry. I was in the Bahamas. I'm sorry. Well, you know, I was thinking about all of the different rides and these, you know, they take you where you want to go. What about the drivers? Do they have dedicated drivers in certain areas?
We do. So we have primarily two drivers that are over in Whitefish. We have one over in Columbia Falls. So those familiar faces in those towns. Mm-hmm. And then here in Kalispell, we have about 8 or 9 other drivers that are continuously rolling around. So you may get a variety of drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You may have a favorite driver, you know.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. What have you ever had a situation where somebody, they want to ride, but they want to visit or something?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Our drivers, they like to call themselves counselors. I don't know, therapists. Yeah. You know, they get an earful on the bus, but they enjoy it.
I was thinking, you can drop somebody else off first, you know, if they want to go in for the long haul.
Right,
but,
right.
Anyway, any stories about the drivers?
Yeah, you know, it's fun. When I'm out around town, I might run into someone that says, you know, I saw your driver pull up in front of Smith's the other day. And it was just so amazing to see them get out and assist their rider. They were so kind and compassionate. And I get those comments a lot.
Yeah.
And we get cards in from our riders. They love us. They love their drivers because they honestly love what they're doing out there. They have those moments. I mean, traffic isn't always fun out there, and there's some bad drivers out there, and they deal with that every day of the week. But they love what they do because they love the difference they're making in the folks we're serving, their lives. They love it.
I was just wondering, with this on-demand service through the app, if it was different than the old days where you pick people up at a bus stop. I would think that people would be crankier at a bus stop.
You know, we had some cranky riders when we had the bus stop. I had a few reminding me that this week, actually. And then I also had another driver remind me, you know, that was tough. You know, about round 2 of this circle that I do all day long, I'm about ready to fall asleep because there's no change. It's just the same thing all day long.
Well, I was thinking it would be easy to have grumpy customer. They get to the bus stop 2 minutes late and they have to wait another round.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the app.
Or you get there right on time and the bus is early.
That's true. Now, you know, when we did have our fixed routes, we wouldn't let them leave early. They'd have to sit there a minute. But yeah, so these days we just remind everyone, it's kind of like the dial-a-ride days. You remember back then we would always tell our riders, be ready, you know, 15, 20 minutes early. And, you know, when you book a ride, say, to get somewhere at 11, there's a good chance we might be picking you up at 10 if you're on the far south end of town to get you to where you're going by 11. It just depends.
Well, you've got other riders on the bus.
Yeah, it's a shared ride service. So it's not exactly like a taxi service or Uber. So it's not necessarily the best choice for everyone. But for those that need it, it works out really well.
Okay, well, you know, that's the important thing. You want to arrive where you need to be on time.
Yes.
So they get there a little early. How do you alert? Is it through the app? How did they know?
Yeah, so the app will alert you. But the other thing is we encourage folks, especially if you don't have the app, give us a call. Give our dispatchers a call. We urge everyone to call us the morning of their trip and just get an update on what that time might be, because they are flexible. Times change. If a rider cancels, maybe they had a ride scheduled and they decide to cancel, that might bump someone's ride a little bit. So we encourage folks to give us a call the morning of. Yeah,
we'll give an updated time. The app gives you a warning when the bus is arriving.
It does. It'll say your bus is coming in 25 minutes. Your bus is coming in 15.
Oh, that's good.
It's here.
I better comb my hair.
Yes.
Brush my teeth.
Put your shoes on. Yes.
Well, what a wonderful service. Yeah. And I'm glad that it's growing because, we can only handle so many cars on the road.
Yeah.
And eventually we're going to find that we're going to want a service like this.
Yeah, this is the wave of the future, and it's here now.
Yep.
That's great.
Elizabeth Wood, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community is an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.